get y'all anything else.
Welcome to Breakfast with Brett Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
Scream was a big influence on me when it came out in 96.
Yeah.
It was the first time I was like, oh, because I was not a big 80s horror guy, like the slashers, the franchises. I enjoy them now, but I wasn't at the time like super into them. And Scream was like, oh, I actually care about these characters. The characters are smart. They are referencing, you know, horror movies and the rules. And it was just like, it kind of changed everything. It kind of blew my mind open and was like, oh, this can be, it can be fun. You don't have to, you know, just be gross and gory. You can have that, but there's, you can do more than one thing with one movie.
Yeah, it really is the first thing I remember anyway that was like that, where it was a horror film where they did really dig into the characters, and it wasn't just like this bad guy and then that's killing people and you're like, oh no, who's gonna die next type deal.
It was more than just caricatures. You actually did care if they lived or died.
But it's also very funny while still being very violent.
Yeah, very violent.
You know? And anytime you can see someone like making the Jiffy Pop on the stove... It's pretty great. I mean, it's just like, isn't that not like the coolest thing, though? It's totally, I would never make that now because why?
Did you ever do that? Did you ever have that particular
Jiffy
Pop?
No.
I don't know anyone who had it in real life, but I'd see it in movies and like, what is that?
Yeah, it's like, wow.
They must be rich.
How the other half lives making popcorn on their stove.
What am I doing with this stupid fucking bag in the microwave? I'm a schmuck.
There's something about, look.
This doesn't have a handle.
Does it really taste any better? I mean, I think it tastes better that it took me 80 seconds to make. You know. And let me ask you this. I mean, if we're talking about microwave popcorn, like, this is interesting because I feel like when we were younger, you would make that stuff, and no matter how long you cooked it, at least 10% of the kernels are still in there.
Yeah, just absolutely.
And now, when I make these things, at most, there's two kernels left in there that aren't cooked.
The technology has improved.
Is it just like the farmers and the engineering, the biological engineering is so great? Or is, I don't know what it is.
I mean, maybe it's chemicals you're ingesting. I don't know.
It does taste very...
It's worth it, right? It's worth it for those, you know...
Yes, because the other...
Those seven extra kernels.
Yeah, I grew up a member of the Clean Plate Club, so... The ones that didn't cook, I still had to eat them. You know, just by, you know, I'm missing three teeth. You see these three teeth that they're missing in back.
I think there's still a kernel in there from when you were seven.
Yeah. Well,
I've wanted to say something since like the mid-90s, but I'm glad we finally went down this path where it was okay for me to bring it up.
I mean, let a brother know these things.
It really smells.
Let somebody know these things. Well, at least I know it's not a dead tooth. Yeah. It's just popcorn.
Oh, no, I think it's that too at this point. I think it's rotted half your jaw away.
Like, you see a little vine growing out of my mouth all the time. And as I eat my meal, I chew away at some of the vine, and then like a month later, it's grown back.
You should just stick your mouth over the hot stove and just see if it goes... And then you can finally eat it.
Tragedy for a local working actor, Brent Pope, apparently trying to make popcorn out of his tooth, out of his dead tooth.
Out of his dead tooth. More at 11.
Exploding popcorn, Brent Pope. So, which characters did you write, and what point in the movie do they die? Or do they not die? Do they make it to the end? And also the method of them dying.
Right.
And all those things.
Well, choking on a popcorn kernel was my favorite one.
You know, imagine if that popcorn kernel didn't get choked on, and it just got stuck in
someone's tooth. Sounds familiar.
And then it's like, you're shooting a Scream movie. Mm-hmm. You see the popcorn kernel go into the guy's tooth, and then you say, 15 years later. You can tell it's 15 years later, even though, you know, we also saw the super.
Well,
and then,
you know, if that person was Ghostface, everyone would know, because even with the mask, you would smell it.
That's true. So Ghostface could not be the person with the kernel in his tooth, because he would smell him coming.
You know, he'd be attacking a group, and then, you know, he'd come back without the costume. Oh my God, I'm so glad you guys are okay. And they're like, we know it was you.
Maybe Ghostface could trick that person. They'd be like, hey, Sydney, why don't you make that popcorn in your mouth? And then, ha-ha, now you're dead.
I don't think so.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
That's
trying to pitch me for the next Scream also as another third writer.
Yeah, no, we'll think about it. We'll call you.
Oh, cool. You have my cell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Should I check in by a certain date?
Do you do this at auditions? Hey, look, you're the actor. You're the professional actor.
You worked on Castle Rock.
Indeed.
Which I thought was very well done. Is there any more Castle Rock? Is that done? Do you know? That's done.
Yeah. We got the two seasons. I worked on the second one.
I would have liked the third season, I guess. You know?
Yeah. I agree. No, second season was a blast to work on. It was my first real, like, TV room. I had done TV before, as you mentioned. Actually, you didn't. Why am I even here?
I didn't watch.
You don't know, like, Stand Against Evil.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned it during the open. I meant Stand Against Evil.
Wow.
I didn't mention Watch Over Me.
No, we don't need to go back to that.
Well, some big people came out of Watch Over Me, though.
Sure.
Watch Over Me was one of those shows that was it. What was the network it was on?
It was My Network TV.
My Network TV.
And they bought all these telenovelas from South America, from Mexico, and they adapted them for American audiences. And so that was one of my first TV gigs a long, long time ago, was very loosely adapting these very heightened soaps.
Yeah, but it had Casper Van Diem. It had Katherine Oxenberg. I think they were together at the time. Jamie, what is her name? She was in Thor.
Alexander.
Jamie Alexander.
She became Sif in the Thor franchise.
Right. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I mean,
it was, yeah. I can look back and go, oh, yeah, I wrote some dialogue for those people.
I saw the guy that played the main guy that was I don't know what the actor's name is. He played the body, the main guy.
In Watch Over Me.
Yeah.
I want to say Jack.
You're right. It's Jack. I saw him at an audition one time. First time my name was said on screen because you had a bodyguard that you named Brent.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that they said my entire name, Brent Pope, but then they cut the other name out.
Yeah.
And
I was lying. We never said Pope.
Mentioned that he was a Filipino. I'm half Filipino, you know? And
also, the Brent we named him for wasn't you.
Oh, and also you said he had talked about the corn in his teeth. And it just seems weird that you said all these things.
I know another Brent with corn in his teeth. It's surprising.
So, Guy, I heard you having a party today. Oh, yeah, Brent Corn's coming over. One or two.
Which one?
Brent Corn 2. Oh, I hate Brent Corn 2.
That's
Brent.
The guy who really, really stinks. You need a good 3 feet.
Oh, I'm the better of the Brent Corns?
No, that's you. You're two.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, well, no, I bet the pandemic was good for you because you were able to wear a mask over that stinky hole.
It made me realize something's very, very wrong in my mouth. Before I thought, man, the world stinks. Then, you know, I would wear the mask and then Tressa started mentioning stuff like, man, the house just smells so much cleaner. We haven't cleaned it. And I'm like, it smells worse to me.
She's so nice. She's so subtle. No one wanted to come out and say it.
I mean, so many times I sleep with my mouth open, full disclosure. I've found the cat, like, trying to rake my... Like,
didn't
as if
you
it was
find
a,
it funny, very strange,
yeah.
when, you know, at the wedding when it was, you may now kiss... you may now kiss the bride and she gagged? He's just like, oh.
That's... There are dozens of us, Guy. Dozens. this happens to. I think they're too stunned. Like, oh my God, the pressure of having to kiss Brent.
Yeah, I get it.
Oof. Yeah. But I did find the cat trying to put litter on top of my mouth one time.
It's trying to bury the smell.
I found myself buried in litter up to my head.
Oh, that's weird. This cat, something must be wrong with the cat.
Then when I rose out of the litter, the cat was like,
no,
demon.
Oh, my God.